Reading passage. Pompeii is first mentioned in history in 310 BC, when, during the Second Samnite War, a Roman fleet landed at the Sarnes port of Pompeii to colonize the city. Pompeii joined the Italians in their revolt against Rome and was besieged by the Roman general Lucius Cornelius Sulla in 89 BC. Eventually, Pompeii, along with the rest of Italy south of the Po River, was absorbed into the Roman Empire. A colony of Roman veterans was established there, and Pompeii's inhabitants received Roman citizenship. Latin now replaced Oscan as the official language, and the city soon became Romanized in its institutions, architecture, and culture. An earthquake in 62 AD did great damage in both Pompeii and Herculaneum. The cities had not yet completely recovered from this catastrophe when final destruction overcame them 17 years later. Mount Vesuvius erupted on August 24, 79 AD. A vivid eyewitness report is preserved in two letters written by Pliny the Younger. From 18 miles west of Vesuvius, he described the many earthquakes before the eruption column, the effects of the eruption on the people, the pyroclastic flows, and even the tsunami. Falling fragments of lava, pumice, and other volcanic debris covered Pompeii to a depth of more than 9 feet, 3 meters, causing the roofs of the houses to fall in. A rain of ashes followed, reaching a depth of another 9 feet, and preserving in a pall of ash the bodies of the inhabitants who perished, sheltering in their houses or trying to escape toward the coast or along the roads leading to Stabiae or Nuceria. Most were suffocated by the falling ash. The city was abandoned and its location forgotten for 16 centuries. In 1595, the architect Domenico Fontana discovered artifacts at Pompeii, and centuries of pillaging followed. Excavation of the buried cities began first at Herculaneum in 1709 during the Austrian occupation. Work did not begin at Pompeii until 1748. In 1763, the inscription Re Publicae Pompeianorum was found. Today, all we can see are ruins. But the ruins tell us many things about the ancient world. The disaster that destroyed the city in 79 AD preserved forever a treasury of the past. Careful excavation and exploration continue to add to our knowledge of ancient Roman times.